Good evening and welcome to Digging Deeper on Living Faith Television. It's an honor to be with you once again today as we celebrate this Easter weekend and we tie up our sermon series through the characters of the story of Jesus Christ. We're going to finish up with the one and only Jesus Christ, the one who really is the only reason we're here today. So if you have your Bibles there handy with you, you can turn to Matthew chapter 26, starting there in verse 69. Once again, Matthew chapter 26, starting there in verse 69. On this Easter weekend, we're going to look at the character of Jesus. Yet, while doing so, we're also going to be looking at the disciple Peter. And we're going to be looking at some of the heartbreak and agony that Jesus Christ felt on his days leading up to the cross of Calvary. The story of Jesus Christ cannot be told without simultaneously telling the story of betrayal and pain. He certainly experienced much of this around him in the week leading up to his death. And as we dig deeper into the man of Jesus Christ and the week of his crucifixion, let's take some time here to look at God's Word over in Matthew 26, starting there in verse 69. We're going to be reading down to verse 75. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them, What were there? This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out. And he wept bitterly. Let's pray. Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful Easter weekend that you've given us, Father, we're praying today that you would help us to truly understand what it was that you did that day, the pain that you went through, the agony that you saw, Father. And Father, most of all, we're praying today that we would live our lives pleasing unto you. Father, in a world in which we see many who don't even give your truth a second thought. They don't think about anything that you've done for them on the cross that day. Father, even the Christians that are around us, Father, many don't even consider what you really did. So, Father, we're just praying today that you would help us to understand that great work that you did on the cross that day, Father, and to live our lives completely and totally sold out to you. Father, be with us as we go through your word. Lead us and guide us. And we say this in your most kind and gracious heavenly name. Amen. Could you imagine today doing something completely unselfish to help a friend? Except when you did this unselfish act, your friend denied that you were even friends. This is just a glimmer of what Jesus' transition to the cross consisted of. One of the items at hand that took place was Peter's denial of Jesus three times. Peter didn't want this to happen, certainly, yet he, like us, was born with a sin nature and a fight or flee mentality. And given the option of confronting with the truth, Peter chose to flee. And Peter denied Jesus three times, even though he probably didn't want to. In saying that, let's ask ourselves a question today. When given the opportunity to do God's will, how do we react? Once again, I'll ask that again. When given the opportunity to do God's will, how do we react? Peter, like many, was living in fear. We can see that he was living in fear of what may happen to him for following the Messiah that was about to be so violently punished. And the fear of Peter was not a viable excuse. Yet, due to many fears just like this, our Lord lived his last days being betrayed, denied, beaten, and killed. In looking at the character of Jesus Christ, imagine going through the pain that Jesus went through, yet still finding yourself having to deal with the emotional hardships that come along with the likes of Judas's betrayal and Peter's denial. Imagine knowing all that you are doing is for people that, for the most part, won't even acknowledge you. Saying that, friends, are we still denying our Lord just as Peter did today? Have you considered that perhaps we are still found in denial of our Lord each day that we live? You see, with Peter, the question wasn't why he would deny Jesus. We know that he was in fear of the situation and he denied because of what may happen to him. He had a fight or flee mentality, as we said, and he chose to flee. Though we aren't making excuses for Peter, we have to at least acknowledge that he was living in a world where he was facing death. But the real question is, why today would we still choose to deny our Savior? The question that we must ask ourselves is, why are we denying him daily? Though you may feel like you do not knowingly deny our Lord, the unfortunate truth is that many of us do. The truth is that we deny knowing Jesus each time that we knowingly sin and choose to fall away from God. The truth is that we deny our Lord each time we have the opportunity to minister to another, but we do not. The truth is that we deny Jesus each time that we fail to do something that we knew that we should do, such as open the Word of God or go to Christ in prayer. But do we deny Jesus because of fear? Perhaps as the disciple did? I don't think so. I think it's more out of pure selfishness. We no longer want to acknowledge that what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and it's convenient, unless it's convenient for us, unless it's beneficial for our plan and how we're living. You see, when we want to talk about love, we say, Jesus loves us, so he died on the cross. Yet, when it comes time in the world that we are to live for him, many falter. When we need the grace of God, we display that we have the grace of God via the words that we speak, yet our actions display something else. Think of the hurt that Jesus Christ must have felt on that day, emotionally and physically. His own followers were too scared to acknowledge that they knew him. That tells you a little bit about all of the hardships that were going on there for the people of God. Yet today, each day, have you considered that we could give Christ the same feeling of betrayal? We are confused and we are scared. We are lazy and we are prideful. And so often we deny Jesus by being unwilling to speak the truth of him or to live our life for him in our actions. When we are faced with the opportunity to show Jesus, so many of us turn away. So friends, why do we do it? Why today, when we walk on the street and see an opportunity to share the scripture with somebody, do we choose to walk away? Why, when we just simply have to act as a follower of Jesus, do we fail so miserably? Why do we continually deny Jesus with our lives? In Peter's denial, he went to the extreme. In the second denial, he even goes as far as calling for a divine judgment if he was lying. Peter felt such fear in his situation that he was facing on the earth that he feared the immediate situation he existed in, quite frankly, more than the eternal one that was to come. But today, we do not have even the slightest excuse. We have been given every tool imaginable to know what Jesus Christ expects of us. We have been given the words that teach us how He lived His life. We have been given the truth that if we live our lives for Him, He will be faithful to us. We have been given the opportunity to maintain a personal relationship with our Lord through the Holy Spirit. And yet, so often, we make the choice to deny Him in our lives. A decision in which we determine if we continue to have that one aspect of our life being worth living over an eternity without Jesus Christ. Now, we do not live in a nation that we expect much persecution for our belief. In the world we live in, you're probably not going to go out and say, I'm a Christian, at least not in America, and expect to be beaten for that or killed. Yet, even though we say Peter had the excuse of what may happen to him, he really didn't. And he knew this. And Peter mourned his decision. He needed to find hope somewhere. Peter's reaction to his mistake should tell us all about why we should not deny our Lord through our actions in our lives. You see, Peter was hopeless in his mistake. I want to look again at verse 75 of Matthew 26, particularly in that last line, but we'll go ahead and look at the whole verse again. Verse 75 said this, "And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out." Listen to this. This is what Peter did. "And he went out and wept bitterly." Think of that for just a moment. Peter went out and he wept bitterly. His reaction to denying Jesus is sorrow and bitter weeping. He mourned his decision. I think that many modern Christians have tried to block out guilt and cover it up by staying busy or focused on something else. Yes, you may feel guilt about your sin, but do you really feel guilt for completely failing to mention Jesus to the lost that you've encountered? Do you feel guilt for not living your life an example for Him? Do you feel guilt for not following the Savior's commands? We see Peter's reaction to denying Jesus, and this reaction can relate back to the denial that we so often have. See, by not saying His name when given the opportunity, by not living our life as an example through our actions, we have denied our God through our silence and through our actions. Every character that we have mentioned through this series had an impact on the ministry and on the life of Jesus Christ. Be it negative or be it positive. Without each one, we would not see the story that we see. Christ had it planned that way for a reason. The life that Jesus led was a perfect life. We find in 1 Peter 2:22, "Who did not sin, neither a gill found in his mouth." Jesus Christ was the perfect Lamb of God. You see, what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary was no small task. What He did was hard. And if you think for even a moment that Jesus Christ wanted to die, then you're wrong. But friends, He chose to die for you and for I. And friends, in return, He just wanted you to live your life for Him. He just wanted I to live my life for Him. And I just imagine the pain that He felt emotionally and physically. I can't begin to fathom. Christ knew what His call for His life was, that it was going to be to die on a cross for our sins. But maybe the most disheartening thought of Jesus' life and ministry is that we are still denying Him today. And we are still just as hopeless as Peter was. And we have consistently used our lives to deny our Lord. Friends, I'm praying today that this would make you, like Peter, regret your decisions. Regret living your life in the manner in which you've carried yourself. Friends, our God was a perfect God. He lived a sinless life. And many of us, each day, think little about it. Have you really considered today why Peter was so sorrowful? Why he was so regretful? It was because he loved the Savior. So friends, we need to be regretful today for the lives that we've lived, the actions that we've taken, and for not really loving God in our hearts. You see, Peter was able to make a turnaround because he loved Jesus. And we have to be the same today. So I want to ask you a question today to really challenge your mind. Has your life been completely committed to the one who died for you? Even more so, if Jesus Christ were to visit with you today, if He were to come into your home and to have a meal, and you were begin to talk to Him about the life that you have lived, would Jesus Christ be pleased with the life that you've lived? Friends, one day we will have to answer that question. One day when this world is no more, we will stand in the judgment room of heaven where we will learn if our life was a life that God found pleasure in seeing. But what if we've not lived our life one for Him? Will we deny Him with our life as Peter did on that fateful Easter week over 2,000 years ago? And if you were standing before God like you will one day and looking back on your life, could you say, "Yes, I have given my all, Lord"? And can you really mean that? Or will God say to you, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you"? Friends, Scripture teaches us that many that day will come into God's judgment room feeling like they're getting ready to celebrate in heaven just to find out that they have failed. Just to find out that they have lived their life denying their Lord. I know that you may feel invincible right now. And I know that in your eyes you're a good guy or a good girl. But brothers and sisters, you can come to church every single Sunday and deny the Father the rest of the week. Brothers and sisters, you can come here, you can put half of the money that you make into the offering plate. You can do whatever you want to do to make your life appear as though it is living for Christ. You can be a Sunday school teacher or a preacher or a music leader or anything you want to be in this world. But in the end, if you aren't living your life for Christ, the only thing you are doing is displaying a fake image to those around you. In the end, none of that really matters. If your life and your actions are denying our Lord, then friends, one day He will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." In the end, The only thing that matters is that we live our lives a complete and total sacrifice to our Lord. And that with everything in us, we love the Savior. You see, Peter mourned his actions. Today, friends, I pray that you have developed a resentment to your actions, that you have looked back on your life and you can say that you want to correct the ill-conceived actions of your life, the ill-conceived thoughts, and living your life a denial to Christ by not sharing His Word. Friends, each time that you choose to not live your life for Christ, could you imagine the pain that He feels in heaven? Today, when we choose to live our life for Him, we can become more Christ-like. If you say today, I have not lived my life for the Savior, I have not displayed Him in my life, I'm not in the pleasures of this world. I'm into alcohol and drugs and the lusts of today. If today is the day that you're saying that, it's time to make a change. If you have acknowledged today that you are a sinner and that you cannot do it alone, today is the day to fix that. But friends, I feel today that there are some who not only don't know Him, but they have never been able to, they've been given a false sense of security and they've never been able to say that they are true followers of Jesus Christ. Many today are living their life and saying, oh, I'm a pretty good person. And many are pretty good people. But friends, many pretty good people are going to go to hell because they've never chose to live their life for Jesus Christ. So I ask you today, are you really living your life for Jesus? You may feel like you have all kinds of time, or that Christ will forgive you simply because you are good. But friends, time is running out. And Jesus Christ has put the ball into your court. It's time you decide if He really, truly means everything to you. I can tell you this. You mean everything to Him. That's why in the story, in the grand narrative of Jesus Christ, through all of His agony and His pain, He went to the cross of Calvary to be an advocate for your sins and for my sins. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You for just another opportunity to come into Your Word. Father, we're praying today that we would live our lives examples for You. May we never fail to give You all the praise and the honor and the glory that You deserve. We say this in Your most kind and gracious heavenly name. Amen.